Today is Tuesday, September the 17th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you guys listen, and today is no different. So let's get started talking about my life. I don't remember where I ended yesterday's show, but let's see. I recorded that before I left to go do all the dinnery stuff. So I don't know where I got, but we're going to pick up after I recorded. So I don't remember where I was, but on Saturday, basically I relaxed a little bit in the hotel and then, on Sunday, I relaxed a little bit in the hotel and I used the hot tub, and then I met my parents and my aunt and uncle, and we drove over to Bainbridge Island. I relaxed a little bit in my hotel and then went over and we cooked barbecue ribs in a pressure cooker and baked potato, and I cooked a salad, and we had dinner and we had game night. We played Phase 10 and I lost miserably. This was a game that I was beating Mark at a lot when he and I first started playing it. And then when there are more people, it becomes much more difficult to complete a phase. When there are just two of you, it's a lot easier to complete a phase. So anyway, I lost. And then on Monday, I did do a little bit of work Sunday night. So when I got back to my room, I had to send a few emails and do some things, you know, some tying up some loose ends that I needed to do for work, because I was going to be off Monday and Tuesday. And so I needed to kind of take care of a few things. But anyway, I did that and then went to bed. And then on Monday, Monday is when I used the hot tub and then all that. And I recorded the episode and everything for Monday's episode. And then we met they needed to go to FedEx. So we met at the FedEx store, and then I followed them to Bainbridge Island. And we had lunch with my other aunt and uncle, and they were passing around some family photos that they were going to use at the funeral or something like that. I'm not really sure exactly what they were doing, but we had a dinner and they were discussing, and I think the funeral was not going to be until Friday, and there was just no way that I was going to be able to stay that long. But at least I got to see, you know, both of my uncles and their wives and, you know, my parents. So that was good that I was able to see them, and, you know, that was it. So we had lunch, and of course it was a seafood place, because that side of the family, they all love seafood, which I know it's very common for people to like seafood. I understand that, but I'm just not a big, huge fan of seafood. And so anyway, they always pick seafood places, and luckily there's usually some sort of chicken or some sort of option. So there was a sandwich menu or sandwich options, and I was able to get a prime rib sandwich, so that was all right. And then I pretty much caught the ferry. There was no drama, but it did take me a minute. For some reason, my GPS on my phone was not working, and so I don't know why it wasn't working. It was the weirdest thing, but anyway, it wasn't working, and so I was just driving around Bainbridge Island, like looking. It was pretty obvious, like what was the ocean. It's an island, so I mean, the ferry terminal is going to be on the ocean. So you know, if you stay close to the ocean, eventually you're going to hit a ferry terminal. So eventually, I found it and I got in line, and it was just a 30-minute ferry ride once we got started, so that wasn't a big deal. And then I went to the airport. I was early, but by the time I found a gas station to get gas in my rental car, returned the rental car, got all my stuff out, checked in with American Airlines, walked around a little bit, you know, just to, I don't know, finish my drink. I needed to finish the drink so before I went through security, because I had bought a 6-pack of Diet Mountain Dew and I was trying to finish it before, so I didn't have to throw it away. All right, well, let's go ahead and listen to a voicemail from Scotty, because he had left two and we only got to one.
And yes, I'm, you know, what do I do? How do I get that room to myself? Unfortunately, I'm not like you on a mega, 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 mega wage as a one percenter. So I can't really afford to just buy my own room and do what I want because Singapore's expensive. So I need to. Can you believe this? This is my shitty life. As a then 50-year-old, I need my parents to sponsor my accommodation. Anyway, I guess I'm buying my own plane ticket. That's something, right? Okay, well, enjoy your travels, wherever it is you're going, for work, for leisure, to meet your parents. And stay cool.
Oh, well, Scotty, I'm sorry to hear that. I will be honest, I should have played those together because you were literally, I didn't realize you were going to be literally finishing the show, the story that you were telling on the other one. So I'm sorry for breaking them up like that because I didn't know. But I think you were talking about how I said I didn't want to stay in the trailer with my parents and my aunt and uncle, that I wanted to get my own hotel. It was just more convenient. And so I think that's what you're talking about. And then you're going on vacation with your parents and you would like to have your own room, but I'm sorry you can't afford your own room. You know, it's probably, like you said, it's very expensive where you're going. And yeah, so, but it does suck. I mean, I love my parents and I don't mind rooming with them, but I would just rather not. At this point in my life, I'm an adult and, you know, but there's nothing wrong with rooming with your parents. Lots of people do that. And it is a way, you know, a way to save money if you're on vacation with your family. And I used to, you know, when I was air quotes single or before I shared with them that I had boyfriends. And so anytime I would go on a vacation, we would always have a room. We would share a room, which after I got a little bit older, I thought this is a little strange feeling being in the same bedroom with my parents. I don't know. But anyway, so, but there's nothing wrong with, you know, it's not ideal, but there's nothing wrong with it. I'm lucky to be in a position where I can afford a hotel room for myself. So, but anyway, thanks for calling, Scotty. And I wish you had been like in a tunnel still so we could hear the you know, the echo. But all right, so I was, before we went into that, I wasn't really finished. So, telling about my day. So then I drove over, returned my rental car. Everything was fine with that. Like I said, it took me a little bit of time to find it. I don't know if anyone else has this problem, but you're returning your rental car, and they have this scam where they're like, if you prepay for a tank of gas at $3.50 a gallon, or whatever number they've decided, I don't know, then you can return it completely on empty. We won't charge you anything. And our rates are much better than the local gas stations. So if you take our rate and you do the prepay, you're going to be in a much better, you know, much better deal at the end. And I always find that when I take them up on that offer, that's the time when I don't drive at all. Like, I don't drive the rental car. I may use a quarter of a tank. And then I return it, and I've paid for a full tank of gas. And I'm like, oh, it's like you're gambling in Vegas and you know, you bet on black and you roll a red or whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about. And then there are times when I'm like, okay, no, I'm just gonna fill it up. And I use all the gas and I have to, you know, I have to find a gas station or they're gonna charge me that exorbitant rate they charge if you don't fill up the tank, but, you know, before you return it. And then I'm driving around like at the last minute looking for a gas station. I want it to be as close to the rental car return as possible, you know, so I don't use up any of the gas before I get there. Because I don't want them to think that, you know, I don't want them to look and go, oh, we're charging you $10, sir, because I don't know, it's not quite full. And but anyway, it worked out fine. I got gas, and then I don't even know how much the gas was, to be honest. But I got gas, and then I returned the car, and then I went to the airport, and I just kind of hung out around the airport, obviously, And I went through security, did all that kind of stuff. And there was really nothing that eventful. The flights went well. The one from, for some reason, the first one was from Seattle to Charlotte, which was a 5-hour flight. Charlotte is way too far east. Like, we passed over Arkansas, went to Charlotte, and I'm sure it's a hub or something like that, but it seems ridiculous. Then the flight from Charlotte to Little Rock started out like the first little bit, or no, maybe it was, it might have been the one from Seattle to Charlotte. One of the two flights, we started out with about 20 minutes of turbulence, and that was a little rough for me, but I made it all right. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.